Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. Today, we meditate on the life of Venerable Jan Tarnowski, the spiritual mentor of St. John Paul II. Jan was born in 1900 and grew up in the suburbs of Kraków, Poland. His father wanted him to be an accountant, for which Jan obtained a degree and began working professionally as such. But by 1930, the stress of the position led to such serious and chronic stomach problems that were so debilitating that Jan had to leave accounting and began to work in the family business as a tailor. See, Jan was extremely introverted. He loved being hidden and alone, and it worked really well for him to create or mend suits in the solitude of the back room of the family tailor shop. But then came the moment that changed his life. In 1935, Jan heard a sermon in which the priest said, "It is not difficult to be a saint." This struck Jan as true. So he committed himself to three things: to meditate on the Word of God each day in the Rosary, and to spend time with Jesus in solitude and silence, concluding every meditation with a concrete resolution. Second, to receive Jesus as often as he could in the Eucharist and in frequent confession. And third, to study and learn the Catholic faith, especially the teachings of Teresa of Avila and John of the Cross. Then he created a strategy around these things to reach the goal of life, intimacy with Jesus. Because if you want to reach your destination, you're going to need a map or a plan. So it begs the question, do you have a plan to reach transforming union with Jesus? If not, it's pretty likely you're going to get off track. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The Nazis overran Poland in September of 1939, and during World War II, the parish to which Jan belonged, St. Stanislaw Kostka in Debniki, a suburb of Krakow, which was run by the Salesians, a religious community founded by St. John Bosco and dedicated to forming young people. Well, this parish, on May 23rd, 1941, the Gestapo rounded up the Salesian priests and shipped them to Dachau, the concentration camp where they died. But before they were taken away, the Salesians entrusted their work of forming the young people to Jan Tiernowski, this introverted layman. And what did Jan do? He accepted the call and took responsibility. And Jan gathered the young people into groups of 15 called the Living Rosary Movement. And Jan picked out one person to lead each group. Then in weekly, hour-long meetings in his apartment, where they had to meet clandestinely, because if they would have been found out, they would have been immediately shot. Now that's taking a risk that most of us probably wouldn't take. But in this weekly meeting, he taught his group leaders the fundamentals of the spiritual life, the basics of daily meditation, how to create a rule of life, an examination of conscience, how to grow in virtue. And then he went a step further, and he gave personal one-on-one spiritual direction to each of the leaders. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
A young man named Karol Wojtyła met Jan Tiernowski in February of 1940. The two met just a few months after Poland was overrun by the Nazis, and not long before young Carol Wojtyła's father would die, leaving him with no family in this world. But God's providential hand is always guiding and providing for everything. Tyrannowski picked Carol Wojtyła to lead one of the Living Rosary groups, and in this way, young Carol was formed personally by Tyrannowski in the fundamentals of prayer and the spiritual life and how to develop a life of virtue. And Jan introduced Carol to the works of St. Louis de Montfort and John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila and helped him understand them. And Tyrannowski became the spiritual mentor of Carol Wojtyła and helped him discern his vocation to the priesthood. Carol later recounted that without the guidance of Jan, there was a pretty good chance he would have become a playwright instead of a priest, because that was his life aspiration. And it was this Carol Wojtyła who became Pope St. John Paul II. And that pope went on to bring the gospel to 129 countries and probably did more to reinvigorate the Catholic faith than anyone, maybe, since St. Paul. It's amazing. One introverted layman personally invested in one young person and mentored him, and the whole world was changed. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
If Jan can commit himself to the goal of transforming union with Jesus, the goal of life, then so can you. But we need a plan. And the surest means to reach this goal is daily mental prayer with a practical resolution, like we're doing right now in the Rosary. But we also need a rule of life that organizes our whole life toward the goal. And we need to receive Jesus frequently in the Eucharist and reconciliation. But, or I should say, and, like young Carol Wojtyła, We all need a spiritual mentor. Why? Because it's a lot easier to travel in a foreign country with a person who's lived in that country for a long while. So we all need a spiritual guide who has lived in the land of the spiritual life for longer than we've been there. Someone who's much more acquainted with the landscape. John of the Cross, Teresa of Avila, Francis de Sales, all the saints believed this was not optional. And Proverbs chapter 28 reminds us that he who trusts his own mind is a fool. In fact, St. Francis de Sales writes, "Do you want to advance confidently along the path of perfection and the love of God? Then seek someone who can direct you. This is the most important advice I can give you. And since it is so important to find a good guide for this journey that you are undertaking, pray perseveringly that God will give you one after his own heart, and doubt not that God will give him to you, even if he has to send you an angel from heaven." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
There's a fantastic portrait hanging above the remains of Jan Tiernowski in that church in Kraków. It's stunning because you have Jan holding a rosary toward you with his right hand. And then with his left hand, he's reaching back and pointing to Karol Wojtyła walking towards St. Peter's. And it perfectly depicts the pattern to follow. Commit yourself to the rosary, invite others to the rosary, and then be willing to personally invest in them. That's the formula. And what I love about Jan is that saints, they don't start out that way. They're just ordinary people who have a desire to grow closer to Jesus and then commit themselves to these basic spiritual practices, you know, blocking and tackling. But one of the biggest problems we face is that there are too few spiritual directors or mentors to meet the demand. So if you're one of those people who want a spiritual mentor, then step out of the boat and let us train you to be one. Because once you commit to be equipped to help others, we'll make sure that you have a mentor of your own. All you have to do is go to schooloffaith.com and click on Be a Mentor. See, what the world needs is saints, but they don't start out that way. The first step, just commit to it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, you've been to that parish. You've been to the place where his body remains. You've seen that portrait. What are your thoughts on this meditation?
I do remember that church, and I remember the portrait, which is very, very moving. But what I was most struck by in this meditation was the simplicity of that line describing his turning point. That he just heard a homily and he was like, oh, it's easy to be a saint. I guess I'll just do it. And I think there's an accuracy in turning points in that, in the sense that it doesn't need to be some earth-shattering moment. At any point in life, no matter the situation, how big or how small, how old you might be, or whatever the situation is, there still can be a turning point towards greatness. And it doesn't need much. It just takes the realization that it's possible and the commitment to follow through.
Hmm. Do you have that turning point? Have you had that turning point in your life?
I feel like I have that turning point often, but there's a counterpoint.
What's the counterpoint?
You get into your daily life, and maybe this is the greatest enemy of greatness, but you get into your daily life and you forget.
Very well said. In what way do you think daily mental prayer helps us to overcome the forgetting?
Well, it's like a reset, first of all. And it's really hard to forget when you're actively doing it. But it's very important to have little reminders throughout your day, or just the expectation that it doesn't matter how you feel, but you're going to do it. I've had that realization recently, and it's kind of changed my approach to a lot of actions, that I've started doing things not because I want to do them, but because I should do them, which seems so obvious. But it genuinely was such a difficult change for me to make, because I've lived very comfortably for a very long time. So I've been motivated by comfort. And I will do good things when it's comfortable to do so. But that usually means I'm waiting till I have the energy, or I'm waiting till I have just enough time. And if I don't have time, it's just not going to work out. But forcing myself to do a lot of really great things, even though they're not as comfortable, but not even letting comfort be a factor in my decision making. And I think we have to take that approach with meditation, that it's, if you're only motivating yourself by how you feel the moment you have, for instance, dark night of the senses, you just stop. But you've just got to start doing things because it will make you a great person. It's not because it's great to do and fun to do and easy to do, but do you want to live comfortably, or do you want to be a great person?
Gosh, that's so well put. Yeah, do we want to live comfortably and just be mediocre? And if we're going to be mediocre, we're going to be at risk. Or do we want to achieve the greatness that God created us for? But it sounds to me like you reached a turning point. What was the turning point where you have made this change from just living by feeling to living by decision and determination?
The thing that actually changed my mind wasn't necessarily a religious thing, but I think I was just looking at myself. I was like, I'm getting kind of boring. There's this actor that I'd seen an interview with, and he just so casually talked about I've been doing kickboxing and skydiving, and then I spent a couple months living in West Africa just for fun, and then he's a polyglot and doing all these things. And I was like, oh, that's really cool. But if I wanted to even begin to pursue a life of adventure, I'd have to make a lot of little changes in my daily life right now first. And if I really want to aspire to any kind of greatness as a human being, I've got to let go of what I currently care about. I've got to care about greatness a lot more.
Gosh, that's so well said. It's interesting that we could say that pride is thinking too little of oneself. That God created us for greatness. And we think so little of ourselves that we never aspire to it.
Yeah. In a way, pride was what motivated me in this sense, but I didn't want to live in envy of really great people. I just wanted to be like them instead.
Or did you just want to be yourself and your own greatness?
Yeah.
And not miss out?
But being yourself doesn't mean just doing whatever comes naturally.
Correct.
There is a design that we are to follow and aspire to, and we have a big part to play in it. It's not something you can be lazy about. You can't just, sag into being.
You can't default or sag into your potential.
Because entropy's going to get you.
But the thing is, and this goes back to the homily, the line that Jan heard, it's not difficult to be a saint. It's not difficult because you can't make yourself great. You can't make yourself a saint. All we have to do is say yes.
Yeah.
Just say yes. to your the plan, your the unique, singular, unrepeatable plan God has for you for greatness.
I think there is nothing more powerful and life-changing than learning to say yes when you don't want to.
Because God's grace will carry you
yeah.
beyond how you feel.
And I think it's part of how we're made as people that we get so, at least personally, we get so in our own heads that thinking about what it takes to be a saint or to change your life, turn your life around, is going to be a lot more exhausting and a lot worse than actually just doing most of the things that actually make up greatness.
This is why Teresa of Avila, she reflects on Peter just stepping out of the boat onto the water.
Yeah.
He didn't he didn't think about
That's
it.
That's a
he
good image.
He didn't agonize over it.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus invited and he just stepped out. Yeah, he sunk at first, but we forget he walked on water.
Yeah. Yeah.
We overthink it. Just step out of the boat. The Holy Spirit will do the rest.
Mm-hmm. You were made for greatness. There's a version of you that you can reach. Just stop being a coward about it.
Stop being a coward about it. I agree. Let's all stop being cowards. Thank you for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.